We take a picture sitting outside.
Tell Ziegler that they come out and take a picture, Secretary of State, on our meeting priorities. Take a piece of paper. I got one.
They pushed up totally to have some of the
I get it.
over, but we want to have the street legal race and so forth. Now, I want the person in the nice way, I want them handled in a way that they're well, and that they are Greek, and give them little tidbits and so forth and so on. She is willing to cooperate. She will not offer to cooperate, but she'll do anything that I tell her to do. Now, among other things, there's a question of person, which you've got to have her give you, get it from Connie, all the requests that are in charge herself before the wedding. You must consider that. My view is nothing else is prime time. The hell of it. No talk show, none of that crap in the morning show or something. I mean, it's too good a story to just say, well, they want you, never mind, man. You agree?
Yes, I do.
Second point is that, with regard to magazines, I decided to do for Look. Look wants to do a cover. And actually, they want me with her, which is a different way since life after the law. And we want a formal portrait. And I did that again. I said, well, you didn't go.
Great.
And then a story on her with total editorial control and total picture. And we want to do it for Look because we get life destroyed at this time. And they don't serve it. And Look is trending on their corner and they want to play a little argument. So that's the. She's already got a cover of Ladies Home Journal. Look at all other magazines. Also, may I suggest, do not look at the four magazines. I want the four in the press treated just as nicely as the other.
Wait, I wanted to talk to you.
commented about the Chinese representation matter.
Would you prefer tea?
Yeah, I think.
Tea?
What do you have? Coffee? I'll take whatever. That's all right. Coffee's fine.
No, that's all right.
And I don't want to talk about the Chinese representation question as such, but let me say that I'm, contrary to the things that you read and some of the people I think maybe around you, I'm not as concerned about Vietnam as most people, and I'm not as concerned about congressional reaction as most people.
In Vietnam?
Yeah. I think it's going to work out all right.
Well, the point is, Bill, we're stuck with it.
Yeah,
when I say stuck with it in this sense, I'm quite fatalistic about it because I know that having suffered this long through it, the country having suffered this long through it, we have to give it a chance to work. And now if it fails, so it fails.
Mr. President, Runzig was suggesting that Fred Maroon take a photograph of you and the Secretary.
What's he doing?
Fred Maroon?
Yeah, is he taking and doing another conductor's book?
Yes, sir.
All right.
As I say, I just am not prepared for it. I don't think
so. I'm not Pollyannish, but you know, I have some interesting friends I've been getting catches this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's good.
We were having a little talk, but it's the same thing that happened after concluding the suitcase, so there's a week's time. Hi, Larry. Am I back from your trip?
Yes, I
did. No, Secretary.
Yes, how are you?
Sure. Good to see you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't have that concern. And I think from now on it's a downhill slope. I mean, up to this point we've had
trouble. Except you, Duncan. That's the one I can't, I don't know quite how to handle. Let me put it this way, handle in terms of if somebody has to, you know, Clifford's been talking to that. And we've been trying to Don Hughes to he has here to reassure him and great so far, or I guess that I also have too. But the problem I have is that he's talking, look, you just come out for a straight out trade BOW for American, media American for all that he says by the end of the year. He said they'll take it. Now, of course they won't take it. If they come to that, if the field of lives, the group that come to that, that would be very frustrating
for us. Well, I think, I if you don't mind, put that aside for a moment, because I think that if we stay right on this course, I think that what you said the other night in the speech is perfect, and I think we can stay on that. And when I've been asked about the POWs, I said, look, the other side is not going to make any deal. They haven't made any proposal. They're not going to do it. All they want us to do is to say when we're going to get out. And the president's made it clear he's not going to do that. We shouldn't do it. It's not in our national interest and so forth. So I don't think we're going to have a problem on that. Maybe we will. But I don't care so much. I think the important thing, from the standpoint of American people, is getting out. And the problem we've had is we've had a lot of interruptions.
Yeah, now we're through.
Now we're through. Now we're sliding downhill.
We're done Cambodia, and there isn't anything else to do.
That's right.
And everybody knows it, though.
That's right. And what I've said, I've had some arguments with people lately. I said, look at. Do anything you want to protest or pass resolutions. The president has formulated a policy. We're implementing the policy. We have no choice. Now it's just a matter of is it going to work or not. We think it's going to work. Now, there's nothing you can do that's going to change it. Too late to change it. We listen to all the protests. We talk to everybody. This is the policy. This is what I meant.
The argument is, why not sooner?
Well,
that business about the date you may go into. Hell, of course, the reason for that is urgent. You know, if you say, well, if you have a date in mind, well, anybody in the right mind can add. But my point is that I think the energy of that is we would be very foolish to freeze ourselves in a straitjacket of a date in our own minds, even.
Right.
Except we do freeze ourselves into the certainty of the date. we are certainly going to get out. But as far as the date is concerned, that remains flexible depending upon what negotiations are.
But maybe,
maybe we can set it up.
I even think the people in Washington, the occupation, I don't think it's people outside. People in the country are just concerned about
they want to get out.
And they're not talking about why doesn't the president stay today, why did they just want to, now, the reason that they had doubts, sure, let me go to the, this is not my point, I didn't want to talk about Vietnam. My point is, I think we can take care of that, I think it's manageable. And each month, if our casualties go down and we keep drawing troops, so we just talk about that. We say we took out another 14,000 last month and our casualties are down, and just keep talking about the things that we want to talk about. But the thing that we have not been able to do because of the war in Vietnam is to convince people, that's right, we've had a total preoccupation of Vietnam, and no matter what we've said, it hasn't been heard. Now I think we have a chance, and I don't think we have to pay much of a price to take the chance. And now I'm speaking about China, if you prefer, Russia. However we decide to do it, my own preference is to do it as far as China's concerned, because that'll drive the Russians right up the wall. We
that
don't...
a big opportunity.
I know. Well, now there's...
Yeah, that's the reason. The thing we've got to remember, that wouldn't happen unless we had...
Of course.
Over the
course.
Last 18 months ago.
Of course. And we've been doing it regularly on since.
Now... The Chinese didn't bite too much.
And I think we ought to continue.
You know, we're going to make another announcement. When's you?
Oh, I haven't gotten that word yet. I wonder if that's...
Oh, yeah, sure. That's right. I have to move before the end of Friday, and I may want to move it to Wednesday or Thursday, and I may therefore want to sort of put it in salvo with that. I'd be sure we might go on.
Well, what will it be? It'll be...
Those that little laundry list. I don't know what it specifically is, but it's several little things.
Or trade and that sort of thing, we recommend?
Yeah.
Additional trade restrictions, I mean, removing those?
It's the same thing as in the paper.
Yeah.
It's all, they're all agreed, everybody's agreed.
Good, good.
But it's a question of timing, and I thought about now, just as the Soviet finishes their agreement.
Well, what I would like to suggest is that we give serious consideration to the matter of universality or something like it. I've not wedded to that. Talking to John Connolly, he felt that, I think he changed his mind. I think he feels now that we ought to, if we're going to do it, we ought to go ahead and do it. I think we ought to make our peace with Chiang Kai-shek. And on reflection, I think the best way to do that is through McConaughey, the ambassador. He's very close to Chiang Kai-shek. But I think we ought to get it in train soon. And I think we ought, I don't really have to announce anything, but I think we ought to get somebody talking to Chiang Kai-shek. It's in our, it seems to me...
Nothing should be done until he's talked to.
Oh, no.
So that
we can't do it until after the Korean elections, which are the end of the month, end of April. But even in the case of Korea, I think we should encourage the South Koreans to talk to the North Koreans. There have been some initiatives taken by the North Koreans recently. They want to talk. Well, why not? I don't mean they have to come to any conclusion, but I think the more we can appear to be trying to reconcile these differences, not to pay a price for it.
And the Russians, of course, we've got to make some sort of move on salt, but we've got to do it from here at the right time.
Yes. And there again, I think now that's...
See, I prefer, that's what I prefer not to.
Don't give anything away. Be just as tough as we would be. fight for ADM, get all the money we need for defense appropriations and so forth. But, as I say, I think that the, now that the party Congress is over.
The Pink's member thing won't be of any. You think that we, I don't know if we've got much credit for Eddie Murphy's State Committee's thing. I talked to Vic last year, he's a Jew. But he said, you know, my guy was in the committee. He talked about Jordan, he talked about the ceasefire. He said, nobody out there wants a war, you know, I thought. Nobody wants a war. He said, I know it's tough.
But what I'm saying, Mr. Brenner, is that because of the situation now changing in Vietnam, and I think it's a downhill slide.
Even less news.
Yes, and involvement is going to be less cash. At least we're getting out. We've got to create that impression. We're getting out. This is it. We don't have to say it.
Of course, I suppose Cambodia is something. We could lose that.
The thing, though, you know, when you think about Eisenhower, he got credit for ending the war in Korea. We had 64,000 people there when we came in office. we had Americans being killed in Korea.
They had an agreement, though. There was a half-assed truce.
Yeah, but they're still negotiating, my God. They're still meeting at 10-month junction.
They did meet in the truce. That could still happen too. We could still get troops. I mean, I think for the first time, I've never really thought to negotiation on this, but for the first time, and that time will last only 4 or 5 months. If they're going to negotiate, if they want a truce, if they want to buy a little time, they should do it now and get us out of it quicker. If not, then right after Putin's election, that's all.
I think that we ought to say to ourselves now that your policy on the area of negotiations and on a generation of peace are great policies. They haven't been noticed enough because of Vietnam. I think what we ought to do now is give those two things visibility. Not to give anything away, but just take advantage of that, because as the war in Vietnam winds down and our efforts toward peace accelerate, I think you will get credit.
You think you will? Or, you know, you think of all the things we did, though. You did this. We did Okinawa. That was a hell of a thing. One of the all-set of revenge. We did the situation of germ warfare. You know, that's been sitting around there for 20 years. Whatever it is, germ warfare.
That's a bullshit.
Yeah. And you're right. Everything we've done has been good. But we've gotten very damn little credit for it. We put it all out on your report and our report. Yet, it may be that now, I think the real question is whether Vietnam can be out of the news enough. If it's out of the news enough, then these other things will be in the news.
We do, our administration, excuse me, has a tendency to spend a hell of a lot of time talking about the press. We can take the play away from the...
Yeah,
we do. Just look at the publicity the ping pong thing has gotten.
That was great.
Tremendous.
They tell me
they're getting it.